All right. I understand that they got up to Amar Rava yesterday.
Yeah.
Okay. So in the middle of trying to resolve this problem of Rabbi Eliezer and the question of Haktaras Chutz as the ongoing discussion of Haktaras Chutz, but specifically the issue of Shir and the Chiyuv of liability for Haktaras Chutz. So Rava had said at the bottom of Kuftes Amud Beis, he said that the machlokes between the two sources had to do with where they put the two units, the chatzoi pras, remember the chatzi pras that was discussed in the Mishnah, had been put into a kli, into one kli. So mar savar, the top line on kufiyut amud aleph, mar savar kviyus mana milsehi, mar savar lav milsehi. One said that putting them together, putting the two measures into the kli together, means that they are considered one, such that if you now bring only part up chutz outside the Beis Hamikdash, you're not chayiv. And the other one said, kviyus milsa lav kviyus mana lav milsa. Putting it together in the same kli doesn't make it a single unit, and therefore, as long as in and of itself it's substantive, you're going to be chayiv for bringing it outside the Beis Hamikdash. So Amar Rava, that's where we pick up. Now that we say that kviyus mana is nothing, according to that view, kava shisha lapar umashach behen ar man ar ba the kviyum b'chutz chayev. So let's say you take six log of wine, you put them into a kli together. So that's a shear that is fitting for bringing with a bull. You then take four out, which would be fitting for an ayo for a ram, and it's really a single entity in of itself, and you bring that chutz outside the Beis HaMikdash Chayiv, you're already going to be liable, because they're suitable in of themselves for a ram. Ah, but it's not the entire shear I put into the kli. I don't care what you put into the kli. It's irrelevant, since it's a davar chashuv, it's significant in and of itself. And similarly, kava arbal ayil, you put the four log, which is suitable for a ram, into a kli, umashach me'an shloshev ekriven b'chutz, and then you took three log of that and brought them up outside the Beis HaMikdash Chayiv. Again, you will be liable, in the kevis, because they'd be suitable for you to use with a sheep. So again, they have their own inherent status. Whereas chasu kolshu, if you go down below that, below the three log, the ekriven b'chutz, then potter, then you're going to be potter, because now it has no significance anymore, because you couldn't use it for any specific animal. So that's Rava. That's just the conclusion of Rava's answer. And then the Gemara gives a fourth answer, and the fourth answer is Ravashi. Ravashi Omar. Ravashi goes all the way back to Abaye's response to the problem from yesterday. And Rav Ashi says, we challenged Abaye. I'm not going to go back through the entire discussion from Abaye's answer yesterday, where he said that the machlokas is haktaras chutz, and the question of can I deduce what you do with that which was in the kachay kachim, which ended up bachutz, from that which is in the heichol and ends up bachutz. But we had said there, we were troubled. The challenge to Abaye was, why didn't I apply his principle in the case of Nisuch? So Rav Ashi Omer, Nisuch me'akhtara lo yalfi rabbanan. Rav Ashi says, I'll adopt Abaye's response, and my answer is going to be that you can't deduce the laws for Nisuch outside, pouring libations outside, from the laws of Akhtara, putting something up on a mizbeach outside. Aval gav dechutz michutz lo yalfi. The Shita Megubetzes takes out the words lo yalfi. Haktara me'akhtara yalfi, aval gav dechutz mipnim. He says, the idea is Nisuch from Haktara cannot be deduced, even if both cases are outside the Beis HaMikdash. Haktara from Haktara may be deduced, even where one is from the Kodesh Kadashim and one is from the Heichal, as opposed to where they're both chutz, where they're both from the Heichal, but one is Haktara and one is Nisuch. So so Rav Ashi comes out in support of Abaye's approach. Okay. That's all wrap up from yesterday, and it brings us to Vachul and Shechasru. The Mishnah had said, yes.
What's chutz mean?
Chutz there is actually heichal, something that belonged in the heichal but ended up outside the Beis HaMikdash, as opposed to pnim, which is something that was supposed to be in the Kodesh Kodashim, the Yom Kippur Haktara.
Outside the Azura?
Right, so that was the discussion, I think, on Friday, where we wanted to define chutz better, and we said chutz is outside the Azura. We asked maybe it means outside the Gimel Machanos, maybe it means even in the wrong place inside the Beis HaMikdash, but I think our conclusion was that it's outside the Azura. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's how we ended up. So the Gemara that we're going to pick up with here, V'chulon Shechasru, comments on the Mishnah, where it said, V'chulon Shechasru kolshu v'kriva b'chutz, Potter. We said that if it's lacking and you bring it outside the Beis HaMikdash, then you will be indeed Potter. So the overall, and the reason being, because it wouldn't be acceptable inside the Beis HaMikdash, but the overall theme, and I put it in a line at the top of the page because I felt it was important to grasp where we're going with all of this, is that Halah B'chutz is a weird mitzvah. Or weird isser, I should say. The idea that I can't take a part of a carbon and bring it outside the Beis HaMikdash, I don't mean weird in the sense that it's irrational, it's very rational, but weird in the sense that we don't really have a feel for what it applies to and what it doesn't apply to. And so what we're going to spend the entire daf today on is test cases in order to determine certain principles. I put them on the sheet in bold. The first case will be an item that was Royal Mizbeach when it left the Beis HaMikdash, but then it became non-Royal. A second case would be an item that was Royal Mizbeach, but I brought it up with an item that was not Royal Mizbeach. A third will be an item that would not be Royal Mizbeach inside the Beis HaMikdash itself, but not because of a psul in its inherent nature, because of a psul in its avoda. Then you have an item that's only part of something that's Royal Mizbeach, and then you have a completely separate issue, what counts as Ha'alah? Does Ha'alah mean putting something on a Mizbeach? Does Ha'alah perhaps mean something else entirely and something very broad? So we have to address all of these questions. This is not one of those mitzvahs like Lulav that everyone just grows up knowing about. We need to really break this down. So, V'chulon Shechasru, Iboy Elohu. First question that we get, Chisaron Dechutz, as Rashi explains, Hotzion Shleiman Lechutz V'chasru Le'ibud. The item was complete when it left the Beis HaMikdash, and then afterwards it became chaser, or something became destroyed. You just don't have it anymore. And the question is, Shmei Chisaron, Alo Shmei Chisaron. Does that count as though the item is now lacking, such that, as we said in the Mishnah, you bring it up outside the Beis HaMikdash, you're now Potter? Or do I say no, since it left the Beis HaMikdash whole, then anything that happens to it afterwards is irrelevant, and I put it up on the Mizbeach, I'm now going to be Chayef. Mi Amrina, the Gemara says, do we say, Kevin de Nafak Ifsaluluhu, since it left the Beis HaMikdash, it now became Pasul, and therefore I don't care that it's now Chaser, Mali Chaser, Mali Yeser, or Yotze, depending on your edition, who cares? Less, more, whatever. Odilma Yotze de Ise Be'ene in de Lese Be'ene Lo. Or perhaps not. You're only liable for Yotze if it actually exists in its original form. That's my question. The whole issue of Yeser does not get revisited in the Gemara, which leads us to support the addition that says Yotze instead of Yeser. Yeser is a whole other. Well, no, Yeser does get addressed, actually, because we're going to talk about you mix it with something else that wasn't right from the Mizbeach. So Yeser does apply. In any case, Amar Abaye. Abaye brings us the first of two attempts to resolve this question. Tashma, come and hear from the line that we saw, Rabbi Eliezer, Poter ad sheyakriv es kulan. Rabbi Eliezer says, you are Potter until you bring all of them. All of them meant the entire unit. It isn't enough for me to bring a shear. I have to bring the entire unit. That was from the Mishnah back on Kuf Tes Amud Beis. The Mishnah talked about the Kometz, the Lavona, the Ketaris, and all that. And Rabbi Eliezer said, you have to bring the entire entity in order to be Chayev. So Abaye says, that means that even if it becomes Chaser outside the Beis HaMikdash, you're still going to be Potter. Amar le Rabba Barav Chanan le Abaye, to which Rabba Barav Chanan replies, Mid Rabbi Eliezer Pashit Mar. My master, you're gonna respond from based on Rabbi Eliezer? You think Rabbi Eliezer is a good basis for answering this question? As Rashi explains, Bitmia, Rabbi Eliezer afilu bekulo kayem nami potar. Rabbi Eliezer even says that if the entire thing is intact, you're gonna be potter if you don't actually bring it on the Mizbeach. You're talking about where part of it actually halach le'ibud, where part of it was destroyed. And your question is, Rabbi Eliezer says that you're potter even if the entire thing is intact. Vanan l'Rabbanan mibayilan. Our question is within the view of the Rabbanan, demechaybi bekulo kayim, who say that you're chayim if the entire thing is intact, umodu b'shechaser bifnim. And the only time they say potter, they'll admit potter, is if it was lacking inside the Beis HaMikdash, but here it left the Beis HaMikdash intact. What will the Rabbanan say if it's now chaser? So Amar Lei Abaye replied, "Beferish Shmi Ali Minei De Rav." He says, "You should know I have an explicit Kabbalah from Rav." Ad Kam Lo Pligi Rabbanan Alei De Rabbi Eliezer Ala De Isay Beene. The debate that the Rabbanan had with Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah was only where the item was existed in its complete form, and I only brought part on the Mizbeach. That's where they had their debate. Ava b'chisaron module. But if it's lacking, they actually do agree with him, and therefore I can bring a proof from Rabbi Eliezer's stance in the Mishnah. Because Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanan are on the same page regarding this issue. Their debate was, what if I took out this big monster amount of kometz, right? And the whole thing was intact, and I only brought part of the Mizbeach. But they're going to agree in the case where part of it was destroyed, and I brought what remained on the Mizbeach, they're going to be on the same page. So don't worry about Rabbi Eliezer versus the Rabbanon. So he says, Lav de chaser v'chutz, doesn't that include the case where it became chaser outside the Beis HaMikdash? To which his answer is, lo, not necessarily. The chaser b'fnim. I'll tell you, they only agree where it's chaser inside the Beis HaMikdash, and it leaves in its chaser form. But where it leaves the Beis HaMikdash whole, and it becomes chaser after that, then maybe indeed the Rabbanan will disagree with Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Eliezer may say pater, but the Rabbanan may say chayav. So you can't deduce anything as far as our question from there. To which he brings a second attempted proof. Tashma, v'kulan shechasu v'ekrivan b'chutz pater. We said in the Mishnah, the Tanakhama said, if something became a chaser and you brought it outside, you brought it up outside the Beis HaMikdash, you are going to be pater. So lav de chaser b'chutz, isn't that the case you're asking about? It left the Beis HaMikdash and then became chaser. Which is, no, not necessarily the chaser b'fnim. It's where it became chaser, inside the Beis HaMikdash. So it's unresolved. We can't answer that question. We have at least one area of ha'alah b'chutz that we cannot resolve. That's okay. We have other issues to discuss. Hamakriv kachim. We said in the last line of the Mishnah, Hamakriv kachim or Hamale kachim was the Bach's edition. Ve'emurim b'chutz chayiv. We said if you take the part of the carbon that was supposed to go on the mizbeach, the emurim, and you bring it up on a mizbeach outside the Beis HaMikdash with the meat, which isn't supposed to go on a mizbeach, so we said you're going to be potter. You're going to be chayav. Thank you. That was a good save. You're going to be chayav. Potter wouldn't. The Gemara wouldn't make no sense. So the Gemara asks, "Am I? Why are you chayav? The ha'ika chatzitza. There's an interruption between this part that was supposed to go on the mizbeach and the mizbeach itself. You have this basar sitting here. Why doesn't that count as a chatzitza? And again, our real question here is ra'oi lamizbeach along with an item that is not ra'oi lamizbeach. So the Gemara challenges it and says, why should you be chayav? Amar Shmuel, so Shmuel gives us the first of three answers. The first answer is kishahavchon. The answer is where it was reversed. You had the emurim below and the meat on top. So therefore there is no chatzitza for the emurim. That was easy. Why bring the case in the Mishnah? Maybe because this would then fall into the category of the. Hang on. I believe you. No, I don't believe you. Actually, but he gives exactly the answer I was about to give. Barsha Kivanti. The answer is this may fall into the category that we're going to discuss next. An item that is Roy Lamizbeach being brought along with an item that is not Roy Lamizbeach, the Basar. As Tosfos here writes, thank you, Monty. He says, Dein der Haktara Bekach. Now my question is, this isn't the way that we normally do Haktara. So that's what it would teach me. Rabbi Yochanan gives me a second approach. Afilu tema shalo hafchan. You could even say that it's not where it was reversed. Vahamani. Well, whose view is this then that says you'd be chayev? Rabbi Shimon idamar afilu halu al sela chayev. It's Rabbi Shimon who says the mizbech is not the ikar. Ha'alah doesn't mean you put something on the fire. Ha'alah means you try to bring something as a carbon. I don't care where you do it. You can put it up on a rock. As long as your intent is to bring a carbon, you're going to be chayev. So there is a chatzitza, I don't care.
Chatzitza doesn't matter anymore.
Right. Rav Omar, and Rav gives me a third approach. Min b'mino eino chotzeitz. This is going to come back to us in a little bit. But Rav says, the answer is, I consider the meat to be of the same min as the emurim, even though they have different halachic purposes. And therefore, there is no chatzitza. They're the same entity. It's all considered to be together on the mizbeach. Okay.
How about the bone? Is that, if a chatzitza is a problem,
bone will be the same problem, but he's going to consider it all to be a part of the carbon, apparently. But yes, bone will pose the same problem because it's not of the emurim.
Right.
The emurim is chaylev. There shouldn't be any bones in there.
When you're macrobid, you have to write the while you're doing everything.
Yeah, you're doing everything there. There it's not a chatzitza issue.
It's part of the meat, no?
Yeah, no, by the ola, it's supposed to be in it. It's meant to be there. Okay.
It's the bone.
Yeah. Now, in this case, it belongs to the bone, yes. Yeah. Okay. New Mishnah, but we're going to be continuing with this question of an item that is Roy Lamizbeach along with an item that is not Roy Lamizbeach. The Mishnah says, Mincha Shalom Nik Mitzvah Ve'kviva Bachutz Potter, first of two cases. You have a Mincha, you're supposed to take out the Kometz and put it on the Mizbeach. You didn't. You brought the entire measure of flour and you put it up on the Mizbeach. That's not the way it's supposed to be done. So you're going to be Potter. What if you did the kometz properly, you put the kometz back in, and then you put it back up on the Mizbeach, but outside the Beis HaMikdash, Chayev. Then you're going to be Chayev, and Rashi explains, Shekayotze Babifnim Kishera, because you could have done, had you done that inside the Beis HaMikdash, it would have been kosher. You're not supposed to do that, but it would have been kosher as a complete unit. So this is a case of an item that is Roy Lamizbeach, along with an item that is not Roy Lamizbeach, and the rule is Chayev. So the Gemara asks, oh, wait a minute, Ve'amai, why should this be so? Le'batli Shirayim Lakometz, why don't I say you have much more in the way of Shirayim left over from the Mincha, right? That which was not Kometz. More of that than you have Kometz. It should nullify the presence of the Kometz, and therefore you shouldn't be considered to have been mocked your Kometz at all. You didn't bring Kometz on the Mizbeach. So, Amar Rabbi Zeira, Namra Akhtara B'Kometz V'Namra Akhtara B'Shirayim. Ma Akhtaras Kometz Ein Kometz Mevatel Chaveiro, Av Akhtaras Shirayim Ein Shirayim Mevatlin Kometz. He says, you know why? The Torah uses the term Akhtara regarding the Kometz, as Rashi gives you the Pasuk, V'Kometz Dat V'Hiktir. And it also mentions Akhtara regarding the Shirayim, the remainder, when it says, don't bring it on the Mizbeach. Rashi gives you the Pasuk, Lo Saktiru Mimenu, Ishel Hashem, we take Mimenu to mean anything in addition to the Kometz. Should not go on the Mizbeach, but the term Akhtara is used to teach me that just as when you're dealing with the Kometz, if I have multiple kimutzim together, multiple fistfuls together, they don't nullify each other, so too the Shirayim will not nullify the Kometz. How do I know that multiple kimutzim don't nullify each other? Rashi gives you the quote from the discussion regarding Yom Kippur. You take the blood of the par on Yom Kippur and you mix it with the blood of the sa'ir of Yom Kippur and you use them together, even though there's much more dam coming from a par, coming from a bull than there is from a goat. Nonetheless, they're both destined for the Mizbeach. They do not nullify each other. We're going to borrow that principle as far as the Kometz and the Shirayim and say that it's not nullified. That's the idea. So the Dam Zavachim says you have to say that min b'mino eino chotzeitz here. Because once again, otherwise I'll have my question. You took the Kometz and you mixed it in with the Shirayim. What if the Shirayim hit the Mizbeach first? Why isn't that a chatzitza problem? So he says, min b'mino eino chotzeitz is one answer, or we follow Rabbi Shimon that you don't need halah on the fire. The Karen Ora also has a discussion about this based on Tosfos and Menachos. Maybe I can argue that if you take all the flour and mix it together, that there's no chatzitza issue. We consider everything to be very well mixed. In any case, new Mishnah. That resolves our question of item that is Roy Lamizbeach with an item that is not Roy Lamizbeach. But we have much more to talk about here. HaKometz v'alavona shehikriv ez echad me'en b'chutz chayev. Let's say there's Kometz and Lavona that are supposed to be together. Rashi explains, very important to know this background. HaKometz v'alavona shel minchas nedava. It's a voluntary mincha. So, shneim matirin es shiareh ala achila. The deal is, I am only allowed to eat the remainder of the flour after I bring the Kometz and the Lavona. Hilchach, therefore, as we'll see, Rebbe Eliezer Poter. Rebbe Eliezer says, if I only bring one, I am Poter. If I only bring one outside the Beis HaMikdash, Devoy Haktaras Kol HaMatir, because you have to bring the entire Matir. That's my case. That's my question, as I wrote in the sheet, an item that is only part of a Roi Lamizbeach. So the Mishnah says, HaKometz V'alavona Shekriv Ezechamein B'chutz, if you bring only one of them outside the Beis HaMikdash, Chayev. The Tanakhama says, you're Chayev anyway. Rebbe Eliezer Poter. Rabbi Eliezer says you're Potter, as Rashi noted, until you bring the second one. However, if the one that I bring is the one that completes the Avodah, I brought the second Matir. The first Matir went up on the Mizbeach inside the Beis HaMikdash. And now I do the second one, Echad Bifnim, the Echad Bechutz, in that order. If I did one of the Matirim inside the Beis HaMikdash, and then I did the final Matir outside, Chayev. Right? Then I'm going to be liable. Right? It makes sense. Even Rabbi Eliezer, certainly the Tanakhama said even one b'chutz your chayev for sure. Rabbi Eliezer is telling me, then I agree, because then you completed the matirin. That's a different story. Similarly, shnei bezichei lavona. The two measures of Lavona, frankincense, Rashi explains, it's from the Lechem Haponim, the showbread that you bring every week. So you need to have both pieces of Lavona there on the Mizbeach. You have the two of them. Shikriv is Echad Mehen Bachutz, and you only brought up one, and you did it outside the Beis HaMikdash. Chayev, once again, you're liable. Rabbi Eliezer Poter at Shiakriv is Hasheni. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, you're Poter. Until you bring the second one outside, you're going to be Poter. What about, again, Echad Bifnim ve'Echad Bachutz, one inside and then one outside? So again, you're going to be Chayev. Makes sense, because now you've completed the Matirin. Okay, so boy, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha says, I want to understand this better. Komets Mausha Yatir Kenegdo Bishiraim. It's a great question. The concept, the phenomenon of multiple matirin in general is a little bit strange. You have two separate entities that are going to be used for your carbon in order to permit something. When you bring one, have you done nothing? That's really the fundamental question. When you bring one, have you done nothing? You know what it's like? It's the classic buy one, get one free shaila. Okay? I had a Rebbe once who for Purim every year gave a buy one, get one free shear. It was a great shear. The deal is this. You go into the ice cream store and they tell you if you buy one sundae, you get one sundae free. So the classic question is, does that mean that you're paying 50% for this Sunday and 50% for this Sunday? Or is it you bought this one and therefore you got the other one as a gift? Nafkamina lahalacha, what if I only pay for 75% of the first Sunday? Do I have a right to claim 75% of the free Sunday? Or do we say no, you reach a certain threshold and now you've earned the right to claim your second Sunday? That's exactly the question here, but there's no ice cream involved. You have two matirin that you need to bring in order to be able to benefit from the carbon, right? From the komets, whatever it is that we're talking about. I only brought one of the matirin. So did that work 50%? Now 50% of the shirayim are mutter for me. Or do I say no? You need to bring the entire thing in order for it to be effective. There's more to talk about with the ice cream, but we'll go by it. The komets maushayatir kinegdo b'shirayim. Will the komets work to permit the opposite proportion of the shirayim? I brought half the komets on the mizbeach. So now half of the shirayim, I brought the entire komets, but it's half of the matir on the mizbeach. I can now use half of the shirayim. Meshra shari, does it permit a measure? Oh, kalushi miklash. Or do I say that all it did was lighten the iser? Each one takes away a layer of iser until I brought both matirin, and now the iser is entirely permitted. So the Gemara asks, Aliba Deman, within whose view of the matirin are you asking this question? Rabbi Meir takes the view that if you have a pickle fought when you bring only half of the matir, that counts as pickle. If it counts as pickle, that means it's an important thing in its own right. And that must mean that he believes that the matir works to lift half the iser. So he is not even up for this question. We know his answer. According to the Rabbanan, pickle is irrelevant by only half the matir. So they'll say doing half the matir is garnished. It doesn't do a thing. Ella Aliba de Rabbi Eliezer. But our question is within Rabbi Eliezer's view. Rabbi Eliezer Karabanan Svira Le Damar Ein Mefaglin Chat Bachatzi Matir. He says, well, that's not a question. We know Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer follows the view of the Rabbanan that a pigul is not relevant by half of a matir, and the Bachi Adzin Velo Shari Velo Miklish. It doesn't do anything. Ella, he says, rather, Aliba de Rabbanan De Hacha. My question is within the Rabbanan in our Mishnah. The Rabbanan in our Mishnah who said that if you bring one of the matirin outside of the Beis HaMikdash, you're now Chayav. My, what do they believe? Why do they believe that you're Chayav? What kind of an effect did this half matir have? Mishra Shari, did it permit half of the stuff for use? Kalish Miklish, did it lighten half of the layer of the Isser? So the Gemara's answer is, no, take it. Okay, fine. New Mishnah. Hazarik Mitzvahs Dam Bachutz, continuing with the discussion of an item that is only part of a royal mizbeach, of that which was suitable for the mizbeach. You did the zrika of half of the dam, or part of the dam bachutz. Rashi says, kigon matana achas. You did one matana of the dam. Vafilu mechatos apnimio shekol matanosein ma'akvos. Not just by achatos, where one matana may count, but by a carbon where you require all of the matanos. So what's the deal? So the Mishnah says, Hanakama says, Chayav on Kuf Yudam Beis. You are going to be liable, even though you didn't do the entire matir. And even Rabbi Eliezer will agree, based on what we've said. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Af HaMenasech Mehachag Bechag Bechutz Chayav. New thought. Rabbi Eliezer says, if you do Nisuch Hamayim, right, pouring the water, it's supposed to go on the Mizbeach on Sukkos. So if on Sukkos, he stresses on Sukkos, you bring water up outside of the Beis HaMikdash, Chayav. Rabbi Nechemia takes us back to the dam. He says, Shiaray Adam Shekriva Bachutz Chayav. If I have Zrikas Adam, I did my Zrikas Adam, I have the remnant of the dam which was supposed to go on the Yesod of the Mizbeach, and I bring it outside, Chayav, I'm going to be liable as well. And Rashi explains, because he says that Shirayim Ma'akvin, this is a requirement that you pour out the remnant of the dam at the base of the Mizbeach, therefore it's like an avoda, you do it outside, you're in trouble. Okay.
How do you guard the korban?
I'm sorry?
The korban at this time. When
the korban is done. The korban is going to be kosher. The korban is kosher. The only question is my liability for doing this outside. Good point. The korban is fine. Okay. Yeah.
What is your chai?
For doing this outside the Beis HaMikdash?
Like
I think, yes, they'd bring a chatas. Yeah. Yeah, assuming it was a shogig anyway. Amar Rava. So we talk about now mitzvahs dam outside the Beis Hamikdash. We go back to the case we did some of the matanos of dam, placements of the dam outside. So Amar Rava, Umod Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Lazar, bedamim that you're going to be chayiv. Rabbi Lazar will agree you're chayiv by damim disanya, because the Braisa says Rabbi Lazar of Rabbi Shimon Omrim mimakum shapasak humaschil. If you have a kohen who's doing the avoda with the dam and he stops at some point, the reason he stopped was because the dam spilled out, and then they bring a new animal and they shech the animal and they have a new dam, so the original matanos count. And you just pick up from there. So that tells me that even the individual matana that was incomplete is a real avoda, and therefore you are going to be chayav. So he says, even Rabbi Elazar will agree with the Tanakama here. You do mitzvahs dam b'chutz, you're going to be chayav. Then we get to the fun part of today's daf. It took us long enough. And that's the issue of nisuch hamayim. What exactly is nisuch hamayim? Is it a real avoda? Is it what kind of an avoda is this? I'm tempted to look at nisuch hamayim, frankly, as being like the arba minim. It's not an avoda at all. The arba minim, I bring my lulav and esrog and adas and arava, technically is a mitzvah in the Beis HaMikdash on the first day of Yom Tov. Right? We expand it beyond that. But it's really a first day of Sukkot mitzvah, and I might have been tempted to say, I am tempted to say, that's not an avoda, it's just a mitzvah of the Yom Tov. It's like eating matzah on Pesach. So too, pouring water on the Mizbeach is not really an avoda, it's just something you do. You're told do this when you go to the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, if I do it outside the Beis HaMikdash, it's like doing lulav and esrog outside the Beis HaMikdash. There's no liability for doing an avoda outside. We need to understand what nisuch hamayim actually is. So, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Menachem Yodfa from Yodfat. Yodfat was one of the Arei HaKohanim. Either Arei HaKohanim or Arei Leviim, I forget. It's in the Kinos on Tisha B'Av, I think, is one of the Arei Kehuna. So, Rabbi Yochanan says the name of Rabbi Menachem from Yodfat. Rabbi Elazar Bishitas Rabbi Akiva Rabbo Amra. Rabbi Elazar was quoting his Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva, when he said that you're chayiv if you do the Nisuch HaMayim outside the Beis HaMikdash. Damar Nisuch HaMayim De'o Raisa. Because he said Nisuch HaMayim is a biblical mitzvah and it's a real avoda. Disanya, as the Braisa says, you remember this from the Gemara in Tanis? Rabbi Akiva Omer Unisacheha. When we talk about bringing the libations with the karbanos of the Nisim, so it uses the word instead of viniska unisachah, right? Remember the mem yud bem viniskehem, right? That whole discussion. So unisachah b'shnei nisuchim akas of medaber. It's about two multiple nisuchim because it says unisachah plural. It's nisuch echad nisuch hamayim v'echad nisuch hayayin. One is the water nisuch and the other is the wine nisuch. So it's a biblical avoda. It's just like nisuch hayayin, and therefore you're liable if you do it outside. Amar le Reish Lakish Reb Yochanan. Reish Lakish says to Reb Yochanan, what? Oh, you think that's really the same thing as nisuch hayayin? In that case, imala alan shloshes lugin afkan shloshes lugin. In that case, you should require three log, just like by wine. Vahar Rabbi Lazar me'achad kamer, and Rabbi Lazar didn't say that. He just said if you take the water from sukkis outside, that's all. Imala alan b'shar yemos hashana afkan b'shar yemos hashana. Further, it should apply all year round. Then, not just here, not just on sukkis, but the same thing should be true if I do nisuch hamayim outside the Beis HaMikdash on any day. There's a nice little tosos on this discussion about malal and shayim masach shana. Would you really make that idea up? Would you really say there should be liability for nisuch hamayim any other day of the year? Rabbi Lazar b'chag kama. Rabbi Lazar only said chag. Ishtamitaseis Rabbi Nachum of Yodfat forgot Hada Amar Rabbi Asi. He forgot Rabbi Asi's lesson, which was Dam Rabbi Asi Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishur Rabbi Nachunya Ish Bikas Beis Chorson. Nice long list of names. They said Eser Netios Arava Beniso Chamayim Alach Lemoshe Misina. Eser Netios is a law in Shemitah regarding the field of trees. If it has 10 trees in it, then what you can do with it in the run up to Shemitah. Arava is the Amshanos of Sukkos and Niso Chamayim. These three things are halacha l'moshe Misinai, that this is what we do and this is the way we do it, and we're not extrapolating from the nisuch hayayin. That's the statement that he makes. We don't make that extrapolation. Okay, good. The Tana Rabbanan, one more brisa here. You pour three logs of water outside the Beis HaMikdash on Sukkot, you are going to be chayev. Rabbi Elazar Omer, im milan l'shem chag chayev. He says you had to intend that it was going to be for the sake of Sukkot. My benayu or my kemiflagi, really. What is the question? What are they debating? Rav Nachum bar Yitzchak b'yeh shir b'mayim kemiflagi. Rav Nachum bar Yitzchak says the debate is regarding whether it's a shir for the water. And the idea is, as Rashi explains, as Machlokas Rashi and but it's a debate about how the kli is mekadesh. Rashi says that Rabbi Lezer says that only three log carry liability. If you put more than that in the kli, you're not chayiv. Tosfos says no. Rabbi Lezer means that any amount carries liability, no matter how much you put in. And it's saying that the kli will mekadesh anything. Rav Papa Amar bekarbon nisachem b'midbar pligi. Rav Papa says no. That's not the machlokas. The machlokas is whether they brought the nisachem in the midbar at all. When the Torah says in Parsha Shlach, when you come into the land, does that mean they did the Nesachim until then or not? And the debate is, because if you did it when you came into the, if you were doing it already in the Midbar, then why did you need to say when you come into your land, do the Nisuch? The answer is to teach me you do it even on a Bama Katana. Even on a Bama you would do the Nisuch. And there is no such thing as a Klisharis when you're dealing with a Bama. So if it's telling me that they did it in the Midbar, they're also telling me you did it even without a klisharis on a mini bama. You could even do it just without a klisharis, and it will be kodesh. And therefore, the upshot of all of that is, I am going to be chayav. According to this view, which is the view of the Tana Kama, even if it's not the three log, the Ravina Amar Bilamedin Nisuch Hamayim Minisuch Hayayim Pligi. Ravina says no. The debate is: do I learn Nisuch Hamayim from Nisuch Hayayim? It's a debate about. We say that you require a kli for Nisuch. We say that you do not require a kli for Nisuch Hayayim because Nisuch Hayayim pouring the wine we know was done in the Midbar. So therefore, it could be done with a Baba Katana and no kli. And the question is Nisuch Hamayim like Nisuch Hayayin? The Medrash and Shirashirim Rabbah asks, if you're doing Nisuch Hayayin in the Midbar, where did you get wine? And it gives you two answers. One answer is it comes from the grapes brought back by the Meraglim, from the Eshkol Anavim that they brought back, and all from the time in the Midbar they're using this. The other answer is there were non-Jewish merchants passing through the wilderness, and they provided the wine, and it's before Yayin of a non-Jew became Aser. So therefore they could use it. So the Medrash does not entertain the idea they brought it out of Mitzrayim. The Medrash does not offer that possibility. Okay, so that's the approach here. There's much more we could have said, but we'll stop with that.